dish. So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
All right, folks. Well, we're running a little behind. Dr. Alex is running a little behind. But if you just thank you for being patient, we'll try to make sure to get to your appointments as soon as possible. Obviously, appointments first, and then we'll work with the walk-ins as well. Just make sure to have your insurance card.
Have you guys always done appointments?
For the doctor's office?
Yeah, because I've always done walk-in, and I didn't know if you could do appointments for a doctor.
Yes, it's been pretty standard for most of doctor history.
Interesting. Because I always get my haircut with just a walk-in, and I figure doctor, haircut guy, same thing.
Well, we'd like to think that the haircut guy is important, but maybe that the doctor is a little bit more of a specialized degree.
I don't know, extra school for
Excuse
both.
Me.
Are you excusing yourself because you just barged yes. into somebody or because you would like to talk?
Sorry.
You say you like stepped on someone's foot? Okay.
Both. It happened to line up perfectly. So excuse me to you for stepping on your foot and excuse me.
Yes.
Do you have the most recent motor trend?
Oh, sir, I remember you. You have to actually see the doctor today. This is not a magazine library.
Okay, but I need to know about the new Lamborghini. I am going to get a Lamborghini.
We do. Okay. I'm not meant to editorialize here, but I think we can all look at you and see that you're not going to be able to get a Lamborghini.
Never seen a Lamborghini guy in Tevis.
Oh, well. Get ready to see.
Can I ask my question now?
Yeah, real quick. Those do look like Tebas also. It looks like they're knockoff Tebas.
Okay, well.
And they just stink. Because,
well, there's no front hatch.
Yes.
So they get a little flappy up front. But there is an ankle.
No wonder you stepped on someone's foot. You've got no control down there.
Okay, so I'm assuming you don't have the most recent motor.
We do. It's right there. It's right there. The Lamborghini.
Oh, it was hiding. And hell yeah.
Sir, what was your question?
When I walked in here, I said, can I go to the bathroom? And the receptionist said, we don't have one. And then I saw someone come out and give her a bathroom key. So I'm wondering what was going on, why I was denied a bathroom that you clearly have.
Well, you'll have to speak to the receptionist, but if I had to guess, it's because last time you were
No,
here.
No, don't talk about it. Don't, no, no. No, don't
what
tell
would
them
you
anything.
Like me to, would you like Dr. me to
Patient.
Answer the question?
Dr. Patient.
We checked on this, actually, and that's not within the purview of Dr. Patient, what you did in there.
Which is nothing.
Okay. Well, that's probably the reason. That's
okay, then I rest my case.
Since we're just popping around asking questions, I got another one, actually.
This is actually part of the reason why we're running so late, is because every time I make an announcement, it turns into a Q&A.
Well, sorry. Listen, open the door, and the water's coming through, baby. Listen, so...
I wish.
My friend over here would know a little thing or two about that.
Do you guys have... one of those little catalogs that sort of shows you all the different procedures you can get. So you can kind of go in and go to the doctor and be like, I want to get this one.
You mean a menu?
Yeah.
You guys have a menu like, you know, like Supercuts does?
This is more of a, you're at a GP, a general practitioner, a pediatrician.
I don't care what you guys do.
Well, so we don't do a lot. You do need to answer this question. We don't do a lot of procedures on people at this office. We do have right there. It's a menu of all the other places in town. Okay. You can BYOP for a procedure. So if you see a procedure for one of the,
I can
different
bring in
offices,
my own procedure.
Yeah. You can come in and request it, and we'll give you a referral.
I see. I tried to bring BYOP today, and they wouldn't let me.
Yes, sir. Do you want to talk about it, or do you not want to talk about it?
No, I don't want everybody to know.
Pardon me.
Because you have to speak, or because you accidentally sat down on somebody else just now?
Happens to be both. Are you going to finish that?
Who are you asking?
You.
Am I going to finish my Jamba Juice?
Yes. Are you done with it?
I drink it throughout the day, and not to be offensive, but yeah. I know what you're coming in for, and I don't want you to share the same
hot
drink
Jamba
as me.
Juice, huh?
What's that?
Hot Jamba Juice?
Yeah. What do you mean hot Jamba Juice?
You drink it all day?
Well, yeah, it kind of melts a little bit, but it's in these styrofoam, it keeps the cool.
You're sick.
That says Mamba Juice.
Yeah, I can't
afford...
Are you
taking a class later?
A Mamba class?
Yes. Did you get hosed by a Mamba?
I'm single, so I've been signing up for some dance classes, and I'm doing Mamba.
You got hosed by a dance instructor, said you got to drink this to be good at their dance?
Yeah, this is part of the whole routine, is I drink the Mamba juice, and it makes you better at Mamba.
Is Mamba a classic move, or is it close to Samba?
Rumba.
Okay, this is a big misconception.
Or is it Mambo?
Mamba is nothing like Mumbo, Rumba, Rumba, Rumbus, or any of that Mumbo Jumbo.
Right.
What if I told you I wore a diaper here today because I was afraid of what was going to happen to me?
I'd say I could have told you that. I could have guessed.
Oh, you? What do you mean by that? You can see it through my khakis?
Yes. Look. If you need to use the restroom, you can. Okay, I'll let you use it. Just make sure that one flush is always enough. 20 flushes just makes it worse. And if it gets all fucked up, don't try to turn the water off yourself.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question? Since it seems like it's going to be a while before
this, by the
I
way, is the last question. Last
okay.
question.
Okay. Well, says you. I am just feeling like at this point, it's probably going to be a while before I get to see this guy. So I'm wondering if maybe like, would you guys recommend me just sort of like taking a doctor kit home and letting my girlfriend do the appointment instead of me staying here?
This is not like a haircut. And even if it was, they don't give you a haircut kit at the haircut place to take home. It would be terrible.
Well, no, because you can get them on Amazon. I can't get a doctor kit on Amazon.
So you want a kit to take home to be diagnosed. What are you in for? Well, I don't want to ask actually in front of everybody. But
I don't care. I'll tell everybody.
Okay, what is it?
You my really butthole is itchy. I think I got dry eczema on my butthole.
Eczema on your butthole. Okay. You know, I probably wouldn't want my girlfriend. If I was your girlfriend, I wouldn't want to have to diagnose that for you. Really? Does she have any
medical
experience?
You're not vulnerable with your significant other? You don't let yourself get there with that?
Like I said, I'm single. That's why I'm taking Rumba classes.
yeah, sorry.
Sorry, sir.
Did I say Rumba? I meant Mamba, by the way. Are you saying sorry, sir, because you'd like to speak or because you accidentally just started holding somebody else's hand?
Both. It happens to be both. Are these extra?
The magazines?
Do you have too many of them? These.
The magazines?
No, these.
The little kids' colorful toy thing where you move all the things around, different colors and different...
Yeah, are these extra? Do you have too many?
What? If the answer was yes, what would you want it for?
My kids.
You have kids? And
during our last interaction, you said, no offense, but I know what you're coming in here for. I know what you've come in here for.
Yes.
Is it because of the liaisons? The liaisons?
It's
on my
lips. Lips my and face?
Yes.
And legs?
Yes.
It is a little bit because of the lesions on your body. Yes.
That's how
well,
you say that?
I was told they're liaisons. They're meeting places.
I see. Well, we'll see when you get diagnosed. I don't think you have meeting places all over your body, though.
Or people. I was told that they are.
By who?
Flush. By their wounds that help you.
Uh-oh.
In another country.
Flush.
Liaisons. Hey, I gotta go. Sir, one flush. Sir, peas shouldn't clog, by the way.
Oh, God. Oh, flush.
Sir, we can hear you.
Hang on. No, just a second. I'm just taking a number one.
Flush. Ooh, free water.
No, that's
free
not.
Free water.
Why would free
out?
Water be leaking out from underneath the bathroom door?
Okay, just take off your shoes. That'll sop it up.
Oh, do you mind? He's
using his socks to sock up the water.
Flush. Oh,
stop flushing, sir.
Do you guys do a free hair wash before you get the thing done?
No.
Is this guy in there getting his hair washed? If you're washing this other guy's hair before his appointment and I don't get a hair wash complimentary with my procedure, I'm going to be pissed off. That's and you not, guys are going to get a bad.
Oh, yeah, just doing a hair wash.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Yeah, just doing a hair wash.
You're not because you left your wig out here, sir, so we know.
Oh!
This is nice.
Let me try.
No, it's and not.
I like this.
One this clean looks- wipe and flush.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, I'm jealous of this. I'm jealous of this, too. Jeez. Look what I'm really working with up top.
One
it's not, it's
clean wipe? I'm jealous.
Oh. God, guy that was in there before me really, really messed it up.
Oh, he must.
Wow.
Yeah.
That wasn't you?
Oh, I was in there just now, but I was trying to clean up what was did before me. I think I got most of it.
Sir, I trusted you. I let you back into the bathroom, assuming that you would have learned from last week.
Well, I pay to come here, sir, so I think it's a service that I deserve.
Not if you're going to ruin it. That's coming. You know what? That's coming out of your insurance. I hope you have a toilet ruining copay.
No. I just got booted from my toilet copay. I just got booted because they said I used it too much.
Well, you got to pay out. You got to pay out of pocket now.
Oh, crap! What's that cost? $20, $30.
$1,000.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry.
Sir, you're sitting on my shoulders.
Whoa! I'm way up here. This, up here near me. Do you need it?
The one little part of the ceiling, the square little part that comes out?
Yeah, the kind of like light piece of styrofoam thing.
I think we do need this. What would you use it for?
To put this Lamborghini poster on.
Yo, you ripped the poster out of the magazine. That's not your magazine.
It's a Countach. And I think you're jealous.
I'm not jealous that you stole a Lamborghini from our magazine and put it on our ceiling.
Countach jealous. Countach jealous.
I have a real question. A real one. It's Finally. Real and it's medical.
I said last question a while ago. I need to put my... All right, put your foot down, Alan. Put it down. This
Ooh,
is the last question.
You put it down with a little flourish in front of you.
Thank
Ow, you.
Is right that
my Mumba? Oh,
sorry about that. Well, it's part of what I've learned from Mumba. So what's your real question?
Is it true that if in the last 6 weeks you've breathed the air in Hamilton, you are going to die in a month?
Okay, so there's a lot of rumors about the air in Hamilton.
That's why I'm here, too, apart from the liaisons.
Well, there's a lot of rumors going on about this, and we don't have a ton of facts, but it does appear that if you have breathed the air at least once in Hamilton, you will die in a month. And I'm sorry to let you guys know that.
Is it because of Chernobyl West?
You know, I'm sorry to do this, but can I use your restroom?
No.
What?
Rude. Let him.
You're just
going to
refuse a paying customer?
Absolutely not. No. It's unusable, frankly, right now. The water is feet high. The
ankle high. You mean ankle high?
There's ankle high sewage in here, and you're telling us it's unusable?
Yeah, this is the point that I can't use the restroom.
It's not head high. It's ankle high sewage.
No wonder you have so many liaisons.
It's only ankle high feces and peepees.
Let him use it. It's just ankle high feces and peepees.
All right, gentlemen.
Jellish. Jellish of the poster. You fucker.
Gentlemen, you're bumped.
You're jellish.
Well, you're bumped. You're out of here.
No. I'm down the list.
You're bumped, okay? You're out of here. You're bumped for Charo.
Crap.
Charo's coming in.
Wait, hang on. If Gucci, these guys are bumped, I've been good.
Gucci hoochie.
Don't diagnose Charo. Don't diagnose Charo.
Of course she has Gucci hoochie. I had sex with her. She has Gucci hoochie. I've seen it. How do you think I got these liaisons?
Listen, buddy, if you're going to bump these guys, you must have some time before Charo, okay? So can I just get a medium fade? Please.
You're 100% in the wrong place. You're in 100% the wrong
place. Just cut my hair, dude.
Cut your hair.
I thought you wanted to
cut my
hair,
dude. Come on. You cut bump these hair, guys, man. You got time. Cut my hair.
Come on, let me go to the bathroom.
Let me have this.
I'm not cutting your hair. You can't have anything for free, and you can't use the bathroom.
Let me have this. Come on.
No, you can't take our couch cushion.
What? It's shin high. Who cares?
Shin high. It's shin high peepees and feces. Who cares? Let me have this.
Who cares?
Who cares? Just give me a
cut his hair. Let him go to the bathroom and let me have this.
Come on.
The water's rising. We don't have much time.
Yes, say yes. Come on, buddy. Just say
we
yes.
Should also actually all we should evacuate. Okay, it's getting
to the outside.
It's outside.
Yeah, Chernobyl West.
It's Chernobyl West.
We can't go outside.
Can you believe that when they built Chernobyl West and decided to call it that, it would have the same exact
right after Chernobyl
okay.
East?
There's only a little air here near the ceiling.
Come on, buddy.
Take in a big gulp.
You're gonna let me die looking like this?
Oh, that's asbestos. That's asbestos.
Cut his hair, man.
Come on. Cut his hair.
You can't have this.
Tell me now. Tell me now I can use the bathroom.
You can't use the bathroom.
I guess we're all going to die wanting.
All right, fine. You will not have our business anymore. Yeah. Yeah. Goodbye.
That's not your hat, sir. That is not your hat.
This is mine. It was on the hat holder.
That's not your hat, and it's not your briefcase.
Goodbye.
You did not bring in 25 magazines with you.
Wow, a single wipe.
Oh, lucky him.
I'll just do it myself.
You brought in your own clippers?
Oh, damn, man. You fucked it up fast.
Oh. I'm committing to it.
A
little more off the bottom for sure.
Ooh, a little bit of skin.
All right, well, go away, all three of you, go away.
Well, can we get an estimate on when the doc is going to see us at least?
Who? Yeah, when's the doc going to see us?
It's the most unprofessional office I've ever been in.
Who's that?
I'm here. Sorry to keep you waiting. The doctor is in.
Are you the doctor or are you telling us? The doctor's in.
No, the doctor has been in for a while, but nobody could announce it because I was not here yet. I am now here, and the announcement and proclamation is being made. The doctor is in.
Are you the doctor's proclaimer?
Da-da-da! Da-da-da-da-da!
Well, listen, we're swimming in pee-pee and feces. Whoa! Whoa, that's working. Keep flushing.
Flush.
No, it's not working. It's making it worse.
Oh. Well, listen, we're treading water in this feces and pee-pees. When can we get seen?
Well, the doctor is in, and that's all I'm here to proclaim. Beyond
well, we're
going
to go back to that guy we were talking to first.
Hi, yes, hi.
Can that guy use clippers?
Does the doctor's proclaimer cut hair?
I mean, I'm an amateur, but I've been known to cut a hair before.
Hey, nice. Doctor's proclaimer, can I use the employee bathroom?
I don't have the purview.
You don't have the key. Marbles? You're going to give me that bullshit? You don't have the key?
No, it's not that I don't have the marbles. I'm not cowardly. Okay, I don't have the key.
That's right. Has no marbles.
I've got marbles.
You've lost your marbles. For sure.
Okay, I did a stint in the nut house.
Well, listen, fuck this. I'm going back to work at Chernobyl West, and it's got nothing to do with my skin condition.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I have to go, too. I'm going to go back to work at Chernobyl West as well.
And I'm going to go home to use the bathroom like I always could have.
Goodbye. And we will never be using this office. And yes, we will be writing a lengthy Yelp review.
Together.
One word at a time. And it will sound a little something like this. How? Wait.
Already fucked up.
How?
On the first word.
What?
Okay. One, two, three. We.
Bazinga.
Shit. Let's try it.
Okay, so far we've got we. How I. What. We bazinga shit.
That's close.
Period.
Yeah. Colon.
Dash.
Too much punctuation.
When.
Here we go.
If you go
hospital?
In the same order the whole time, it helps. If you go in the same order, that's my recommendation.
Okay. Well, shut up.
Fuck you.
Comma.
When I hospital, comma.
With.
Bathroom.
And myself.
That's two words.
It.
Hurts.
Delete. So
delete.
Hurt. It changed to hurt.
Hurt
H-U-R. You are.
Come on.
Okay, maybe no comments towards each other.
Don't delete my word.
In the one word, Yelp.
Come on, don't delete my Yelp.
Don't delete my fucking word. My word sticks.
Are we a team or not?
Let's start over.
We're starting over.
Ham.
Sandwich.
Is.
Good.
To.
Me.
Before.
Noon.
Betty.
Remember, this is your review of this doctor's office.
Yeah.
What did you say? You said buddy?
I said buddy.
Ham sandwich is good to me before noon, buddy.
At.
First.
Glance.
Man.
Smells.
Bad.
Period.
Buddy.
Starting a sentence with buddy.
Ham.
Sandwich.
Tastes.
Good.
Move on from the sandwich, fellas.
Hospital.
Period.
Ham sandwich tastes good, hospital, buddy. Ham sandwich tastes hospital good, period.
We're getting close.
Yeah.
Listen.
Hey.
Addressing the audience. Making sure you have their attention.
Guy.
Have
you
been
eating
ham?
Okay, I guess get away from the sandwich.
Hospital.
Delete.
Oh, come on.
No, we're starting over.
It was going to be, have you eaten ham hospital sandwich?
Well, you
if
can't.
We're going to do this, we need to make sure we talk about ham sandwiches a lot.
No, you don't. That's the issue. That's the issue right now.
Hey, buddy, don't weigh in on your own Yelp review, okay?
Yes.
Okay, let me start one.
Okay.
Buddy.
Have.
Hospital.
Seen.
Ham.
Sandwich.
At.
Ham.
Hospital.
Buddy.
ham burger.
Delete
ham
hospital.
Oh wait, I think this guy's having a stroke actually.
Ham.
No, that's not helping. That's not helping. Don't flush him.
The big flush.
Oh no, it finally happened. The big one. The big flush. I was supposed to be prepared.
It's sucking down everything that isn't, that it's above toilet high.
Does anyone have a flush kit?
Well, the internet kept saying to buy a flush emergency kit, and I just kept putting it off. I have one in my Amazon cart.
Well, I guess this is goodbye. We're all going down the drain in the big flush. Tell my wife I should have married her.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Josh. I'm the producer for the Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traila for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T music.com. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.